I had the opportunity this past weekend to go for an extended walk at the Burrage Pond Wildlife Management Area in Halifax and Hanson, spending almost 2 full hours walking the bogs. And that's what Burrage is, a series of retired cranberry bogs with feeder ponds that provided the water necessary to power the whole operation. There are still bits of infrastructure here and there, small concrete bridges and such, that remind us of what must have been a relatively busy place during the harvest seasons at least. But for the most part, it's now just a natural world. It's a place of variable habitats. The bogs themselves can be thought of as fields that are returning to forests, some more fieldy than others. Some are now dotted with bushes and shrubs in what's called a successional habitat. They're also ringed with, and sometimes split by, canals, part of that water network. Here we can find any range of critters, from American kestrels to northern water snakes to American coots. The property is surrounded by forest, and the ponds, which can be marshy, are home to ducks, geese, swans, and wading birds of several varieties. Ducks were my goal on this day, as migration should be well underway, but I found that there were only 4 waterfowl to be seen. I also found that the wind was not going to play fair. I turned my spotting scope to its highest power, zooming in as far as I could to try to make an ID. When you do so, you face a couple of problems, including a shakiness due to heat shimmer. Not a problem on this day, and the fact that the slightest bobble of the scope makes it look like a distant object is experiencing an earthquake. On this day, the wind was not only blowing hard, it was blowing directly at me, forcing my scope to visibly shake itself. I had decided to digiscope the birds for a better chance at identification using my phone camera to photograph them through the scope, but every time I placed the camera near the lens, the wind blew harder. I snapped away anyway, identified 4 red-necked grebes, and started a long, cold walk back home. I'm John Galuzzo, and I'll be back next week for one more 2020 South Shore Walk of the Week on 95.9 WATD. For a podcast of this feature, go to 959WATD.com.